Hi, I'm Danny.
And I'm Gabby.
And this is Clashes, a podcast exploring culture shock in all its chaotic forms.
We know a good shock can shake things up.
So we blew up our lives and crash-landed in Paris.
With a delusional sense of hope.
And a dangerous bread habit.
I feel attacked. But culture shock isn't just about changing countries.
Almost. It's about embracing the unknown.
From navigating friendships in your 30s.
Awkward. To processing pop culture's oddest obsessions.
So buckle up and embrace the chaos.
One clash at a time.
Hello, hello.
We're back.
Oh, no. Sorry. My mic is falling.
Oh, no.
A little behind the scenes.
We're
action.
Doing back-to-back eps because I'm going on vacation.
You guys are seeing how the sausage is made here.
Yeah.
It's just so no erratic.
Transparency.
Exactly. We've recorded another ep, but we're doing a little baby shark. What's it called? Yeah, baby shark. Baby shark app. Our branding needs work. Because we want to. That's why. Okay.
But also, we don't have that much time.
Gabby has to go. You're talking about myself in the third
wait,
person.
Wait, can you tell people what you're doing?
I have to go. So there's a grave. Also, I'm so sorry to this man.
to
Echo, our favorite. But I'm so sorry because he was a journalist who was basically executed by Napoleon.
Oh,
it's actually very sad.
That's sad.
He, for some reason, he became like an icon. And the guy who did his grave sculpture made him have a giant bulge.
Okay.
So very sexual. And he's been known as kind of the statue of like romance and fertility.
Okay.
So I'm not looking
I think
for
I've
fertility,
heard about this.
But
yeah. I heard they put a fence around that at one point because there's too many people who were coming to like
is
rub his. No. They had to take it down.
Yeah.
Because people were like climbing over
it. I saw
a
photo today and like that pee-pee is rubbed. That one is, it's pretty rub dry. But so I don't think I'm going to, I think I'm not going to disrespect his sexuality that way. I'm going to kiss him maybe.
You want consent?
I know. I need the dead man.
You're going
to
kiss him?
Yeah. An enthusiastic
kiss. So okay. So what's the rule?
So I'm supposed
to kiss or rub?
So I'm going to be honest.
Is it an and or situation?
I think it's an and or.
Okay.
So I don't think I'm going to rub.
Do you get the same amount of luck?
I don't know. I think the rub might be for like having a baby, which I don't need right now. So you're supposed
okay,
to.
Okay. That sort of makes sense.
Go there to have a. You can go to there have a baby. You can go so there to find love.
This man is. He covers everything. He's like fertility. I got you.
Kind of covers everything.
Love. Kiss me. Interesting.
So that's what I have to rush away to.
Are you bringing like a Clorox wipe to like.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
I mean,
I brought a wine opener because I plan to do it with alcohol, which I don't have yet. And then we're bringing flowers so we can like leave some flowers on his grave.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was supposed to be like two people and now like all the girls want to go.
All the single ladies
yeah,
want
to go.
I'll go rub his penis. Why not?
So that's what I'm rushing away to. But we thought we would do a part two of our mini clash ep, which is basically us just ranting about things that have some of the things that have been our biggest shocks since moving to France. Both like kind of legitimate and also really stupid. So we'll kind of do what we did last time, which is what we give ourselves about like 30 seconds for each, you think?
Sure.
Yeah. Just so we can kind of like bang our way through it.
Okay. You want to start?
Sure. Okay. So first one, this drove me crazy with my first boyfriend here, which was no snacking between meals. Have you ever seen the commercials that they have here?
No.
It literally says at
it's
the
like
bottom
a
of
government
food
commercials.
Yes.
No.
No, but at the bottom of food commercials here,
like, don't
they
snack.
Say it's not healthy to snack between meals.
Oh, so funny.
I love snacks
the
more
war
than
snacks.
Life.
Snacks.
Yeah. I am snacks. Is that what you said?
No, the war and snacks.
They said you are snacks. No. Truly a war
like
and snacks.
France against snacks.
But yeah, it drives me crazy and I can't stand it.
Okay. Yeah. That is definitely a thing you get judged on. Paul definitely doesn't believe in snacking.
I believe in six meals a day and they're all snacks.
Yeah. No, they're very like regimented with their
They believe
meals.
In like beef bourguignon three times a day.
Yeah. They're like, why are you snacking? You should be eating melted cheese later. Okay. So for me, I'm going to talk about getting an IUD here.
Woof. More serious.
No, it's just really funny because I didn't know this, but the first time I had to like change my IUD out, I went to the doctor and she's like, great, here's a prescription. Go pick it up at the pharmacy. And I was like, excuse me? You want me to pick up the IUD? And she's like, yeah.
Wait, so you do pick up the actual
yes,
IUD?
Yes. They give you a prescription, which is great because it's like free or very cheap. So you go to the pharmacy, you pick up the IUD, like the actual thing, but also the, I don't know what it's called, the thing that you
like
use
applicator?
To put the applicator. Mm. And then you pick up the whole kit,
like a,
the DIY
like
kit from the pharmacy.
No way.
I think it was
How
10
is
euros.
Sanitary?
Well,
you're just like walking around with that in your purse.
Well, yes, that's what I was thinking. I was like, if someone pickpockets me today, they're gonna be in for a surprise. And then I'm like Googling, like, how am I storing this? Because I was gonna see her the next day, but I was like, I have to keep it for like 24 hours in my house. And it's like, do I put it in the fridge? Do I leave it? You know,
oh,
where do I put it?
Yeah.
So it's really weird because you're carrying like this whole kit to put an IUD inside of you. Very weird. And then you have to bring it to your doctor and be like, here it is. Very weird. And then they open everything and like use it. And it's just like really funny because in the US, that's not the case.
I'm picturing someone getting like a heart transplant and having to like carry around there. Like,
and I know this hasn't happened to me because my gyno takes care of everything. But when you get a pap smear, some people, they give you the thing.
And they actually tried to make me do that. And I said, absolutely not.
Yeah. They give you like your pap smear collection, whatever the fuck they scrap. They put it in a little jar and you're supposed to mail it to the lab.
Yep.
But that's never happened to me because my guy takes care of it. But anyway, so another culture shock.
That is wild. Dang. Okay. Mine is how they have to say no before they say yes. It is actually one of the biggest hacks to living in France that anyone, my parents taught me it, and it's that before they say yes to anything, they're going to say no. And I've tried to, believe me, of course, me psychologically analyze why they're doing this, which my take is it's control. Well, it's cultural and it's control. Like they love, if you go up to ask for something, they're always going to go, no, c'est pas possible. And then you ask again and they're like, nah, peut-être.
They're negative Nancy's.
Just, yeah, exactly. So just ask twice. Always ask at least twice here, because usually upon the second time around, they'll change their mind.
That's true.
Yeah, which is not a great kind of message for consent, but give it a go.
I put lunch hour and how it's sacred here.
Oh, you know more about this than me because you've had a full-time job.
Yeah, but even like outside of, I mean, work is where you kind of experience it the most, but even outside of work, you know, like I would say 12 to 2. Normally work, your lunch hour is 1 to 2. And no one will ever even dare schedule a meeting from 1 to 2.
Wild. Meanwhile, all my meetings are that time.
No, and then when they do, they're like, we're so sorry. That's the only time people were free. Like, they're so apologetic about it that to me, that blew my mind. Whereas in the US, they're like, we don't give a fuck. No, we're going to, you're not going to have lunch anyway. I don't care.
Yeah.
So I would say how sacred lunch hour is here. And you can tell when you go out and you walk around, every terrace is full from like 12:30 to like 2. Also, like they stop serving lunch at like 2:30. Mm-hmm. So if you don't eat between 12 and 2:30, you're fucked.
You have to resort to snacks. Yeah. God forbid.
Yeah. Exactly. So to me, that was like a big, a big culture shock to see like how respected your lunch hour is, specifically around work context.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
I guess on the topic of food, waiters, I don't know if you run into this, but this has happened to me since I moved here and it happens to me all the time. It literally happened to me last week. Every time I ask where the bathroom is, they're always like, and they point outside and they're like, it's outside. And every single time. I'm like
a joke. Like pee in the
every
bushes?
Single. Yes. That's every
what
single
to me.
What is up with me? They do it to me every time I ask to go to the bathroom, as if I should just know where it is. By the way, in Paris, the bathroom is upstairs, downstairs, around the corner.
Yeah,
sometimes
you never
in the back.
Know where
you
it
never
is.
Know where
usually
it is.
Downstairs in restaurants. I
yesterday I went somewhere. It's upstairs.
Oh, true.
It's always like it's always like a little confusing how to find it. So I don't think it's crazy to ask.
It's always like a tiny door behind.
It's always a tiny door behind somewhere, and every single time it's always a guy waiter, and he's always like.
I was like a joke.
I just want to believe they're flirting with me and they're not. They're definitely like playing some weird psychological game.
That's how they flirt.
It's horrible. That's their DSM degree. Kill me.
Yeah.
Okay.
My other one is how August is really a debt month.
Oh, yeah.
In Paris, but like specifically in corporate.
That's a cliche. That's actually true.
No, right? That's 100% true. Yeah. If you don't get like your like final projects in by like early July, you're fucked. Like talk to me in September. And people are really like... They will say like, hey, can we get this done before September? And it's like July 1st.
Wow.
And so people know nothing gets done in August.
Love that.
And I remember my first summer here that I was working, I didn't take time off because I didn't have that much time off. So I was working in August and I would get like one email per day. Wow. It was like so dead.
My dream.
And you walk around the streets and all the boulangeries are closed. Empty. And all these things are closed. And they close for like 4 or 5 weeks.
Like a month. The boulangerie will close and they'll be like in July, the last week of July. And they'll be like, we're back September 5th.
Yeah, they'll put a little paper. You know, it's like August season is coming because you start seeing the paper saying like, close for vacation. We'll be back September 1st. And you know, like, oh, fuck, now I'm going to have to go like to Carrefour to get my baguettes. So, yeah, to me, it's just like really crazy how the entire country just decides no one works or
it's so
very
cathartic.
Little people will work.
It's the worst possible time to be working for an American job. Let me tell you that.
I can imagine. So, yeah,
pure torture.
It's not a cliche. It's very, very true. I'm sure there's exceptions to this rule, but in my experience, August is always dead.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's relatable. And also, I kind of think it's glorious.
Oh, I agree.
What do I got here? Oh, this one always drives me crazy. So when you first come here, to be honest, it's been 5 years for me and I still don't know. You can't really figure out if you're supposed to just like sit down at a terrace or ask them if you can sit down. And my friends who visit, it's always their first question. They're like, what do I do in this situation? And what it's always wild to me is for the most part, you can just sit down.
Yeah.
And for the most part, if it's a terrace, you don't have to really ask. You just sit and they'll come to you.
Yeah.
Which is very, to me, not American. At all.
Like I always, I always ask.
I do too. And I did it for kind of, I had like a final nail in the coffin time the other day where I went in and asked and they always are like, yeah, bien sûr, madame. Like, installez-vous.
I know. But then one time I did it and the guy was mad at me.
I know.
It's like,
it's true. It's like the one out of 25 will be annoyed at you. I know, but it is what it is, but it's confusing. Maybe just like the hot or the clash is just like how confusing it is to decide if you're allowed to sit.
I just always ask. And if they're mad at me, they're mad at me, whatever. I have compliment drought.
Ooh, what is this?
There's no fucking compliments like in the city.
Oh my god.
I'm just like, and so I think because I'm trying to assimilate into the culture now, I don't compliment people as much as I normally would.
Well, they look at you weird if you do it sometimes.
I would never compliment a French person because I feel like they're like, why are
they're like up and down you?
Why are you in love with me?
They're like, what do you want from me? That's what I think.
I'm like, I love your dress, and she's like, why are you obsessed with me? And you're just like, whoa. So yeah, no, but because you never get compliments from people here, it's just not the way they roll, which is fine. Now I feel like I'm not complimenting people because I'm
like, so interesting that you do the same thing.
I feel that way. Don't you feel, do you feel
when I go back to the US, I have to like, I feel like I have to like barf it all out. Like when I go back to the US, I'm doing it like a million times a day. I'm like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with your shoes. Like, what are you eating? That looks amazing.
Last time I was in New York, I was walking around Nolita and a lady screamed at me across the street. She's like, hey, I like your shirt.
Oh.
And I was like, thumbs up, like, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, just to me, that's one of the greatest joys in life. Yeah, so it's a bummer so that Paris has that.
Do you want to do one more and then I'll do one more?
Or? Yeah, okay. One more. Okay, mine is perfect time for this, perfect season. It's the pronunciation of spritz, if you want to order an Aperol spritz, because it's so fucking hard and they will not understand it if you don't get the, object right or whatever. So you have to go un spritz. But like, it's, I know it's obvious, but unless if you go like, je prends le spritz, they like literally.
Oh, you say spritz. They're like,
will
what
not
is
understand
that?
It. So you have to go, say, oh, spritz.
Like, spritz.
Oh, it's so hard for my mouth to do. And I did it again yesterday, and I was so proud because, on a rare occasion, she understood me on the first try.
Good.
But they always are like, comment? It's like me with when I order a tradition. If I go a tradition, they're like, no, it has to be tradition.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me, but I was ordering an omelette. I'm like, that's a French word.
Omelette.
I was like, je prends un omelette. And the guy's like, pardon, je comprends pas. And I was appalling. I just looked at him. I was like, how do you say this fucking word?
Right, buddy. Take it over.
And Paul was laughing. He's like, you get so mad. And
I was like, I get mad, too. I know. I'm like, figure it out. Context clues. But yeah, so everyone, pay attention when you're for your spritzes this summer.
And mine is, how do you know when you switch from bonjour to bonsoir?
Oh, God.
I'm like,
I don't know. You don't.
But it's like, and I asked Paul, because my friends who were coming were like, ask Paul. And Paul's like, you just know. And I'm like, no. Is it like an hour thing? Is it like when the sun comes down? Is it after 6 p.m.? Like, we need to have something we can all agree.
I don't think he just knows.
I know. He's just being French about it.
I think he's being a guy where it's just like, you just do whatever you feel.
Yeah, he was like fucking with me for sure. Yeah. He was like, you just know. But it's true. Like sometimes, okay. So first I thought it was when the sun goes down, it's bonsoir time. So I've walked into places when it's that dark outside, and I'll be like, bonsoir, and I'll be like, bonjour, and I'll be like,
no, they okay. Just, they don't know what they're doing either.
That's and then take. Also, it's like, okay, after 6 p.m., I think it's like bonsoir time, right? Because it's like evening. Yeah. Bonsoir, and they'll reply, bonjour, and I'll be like, fuck you.
I left a cafe the other day, and it was like 2 p.m., and she goes, bonsoir, and then she goes, and she laughs at herself, and her colleague laugh, and they're like, oh, so stupid. Because like, clearly it was like 2 p.m. and bright light out. So what that tells me is no one really knows.
Can
what
we have
doing
a
either.
French person DM us and tell us what is
but don't tell us you just know.
What is the cutoff?
Like, you can't just know.
Like what is, we all need to know.
In
we
my
need
head
to be
it's
aligned.
Like 5 p.m.
I thought it was like, yeah, I thought when it was dark out.
But in the
bonsoir.
Winter, I would say 3:30.
Right.
I'd say 5 p.m. summer, winter.
When the sun comes down.
Yeah.
So is it when the sun comes down? Is it a specific time? Is it whatever you feel
You look so intense right now. I've never seen you want to note something more in my whole life.
I hate it because you feel humiliated when you're like
get me an answer.
Oh, when you're like bonjour, and they're like bonsoir, like it's like them telling you
for
like
me, it's
fuck
like these,
you.
Exactly. For me, it's an absolute
it's like a
slap in the face.
It's
a
verbal slap.
You fucking idiot.
And then
every
after
time you
that,
do it.
You know the interaction is gonna be fucked because you're already like
already
feeling like an idiot.
Misaligned power dynamic
exactly.
The second you do it. Yeah.
Okay, so to wrap up this particular episode, we're gonna do a quick this or that.
This was like, Danny's idea. And this is taking me by surprise.
Just, so okay, so this is good because okay. you don't know what to
Should
expect.
Should I not look at it?
Don't look okay, at okay. it. So I'm going to ask you, it's like a this or that. Like, who's better at this? Okay. Like, the French or the Americans?
Okay.
Or what do you prefer? We can also put it in the context of like Paris.
It's just like
New York.
Those TikTok trends, but then you have to do something exactly. like physically like amazing.
Pain au chocolat yeah. or croissant kind of stuff.
Okay.
But in the context of like who's actually better at these things, mm-hmm. Americans.
I'm curious if we'll
or French.
Have strong thoughts.
Okay. Or if you want a more specific, New York or Paris.
Okay.
Okay. So first one, metro etiquette.
New York.
Yep. You didn't even finish. I didn't even finish. You're like New York.
Yep.
No, I highly agree. There's yeah. no metro etiquette here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually at the point where I'm about to do a campaign. I'm going to do posters to teach people how to ride the metro here.
I think we should pitch this idea to the French government. I'm not even kidding.
Get a contract.
Yeah. Okay. Who's better, this or that? American hipster coffee shops or French brasseries?
Ooh. Vibes, French brasseries, coffee, okay. American coffee shops.
Great.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
You?
I agree. I think French brasseries are just like a chiller vibe environment. I think American hipster coffee shops are good because you know you're gonna get ice mm-hmm. in your iced coffee kind of thing.
Well,
but the
true.
Vibes aren't always vibing.
Yeah.
Aren't and then you're
always.
Paying like €30 or $30 for a croissant
yeah.
and a coffee.
$29.99
so also deals brasseries for sure. Better deal.
Yeah. True.
Okay, next one is American grocery stores or French farmers markets.
Ooh, Danny, this is hard.
Right?
I have a controversy. Okay. Vibes, French farmers markets.
Because
I love it, but I love trash food.
Yeah.
And I love options and I love a popcorn aisle. So I got to go with American grocery stores. I'm going to get lambasted for that.
You're like, you know, I agree. I mean, I think convenience wise, I think the American grocery store, because you know, like you're going to have like 30 options
you
for
know,
each
New
thing.
New York grocery store. They're insane.
Yeah.
They're insane. It's like the bougiest thing you've ever seen in your life. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I love a French farmer's market because you know you're getting like better quality products, but I love the
convenience.
Oh, and
like it's so fun to be like, bonjour, madame.
Yeah. And they're like, madame, do you want to try this cheese?
Yeah.
And they're
truly,
all like
though.
Flirting with you or like being nice to you.
They're like holding up slices of fruit for you.
And they're like characters.
Yes.
But I will
say,
convenience wise, I do think American grocery stores because you can get like 20 versions of the same thing, oh. just different brands.
You
yeah.
put that so well.
Yeah.
Something I love is 20 versions of the same thing.
Okay, New York City bagels or Parisian bread?
Parisian bread.
I
but
agree.
That's a rough one.
I agree.
Yeah.
But
do?
I think
I'm kind of surprised you agree.
No, I mean I love a bagel, but I think the bread here is just so good.
Oh my God, I'm like starving right now. And just the thought of cracking yeah. open a warm baguette.
No, there's nothing better than
nothing better.
Eating the top of a warm baguette when you're walking home. But the weird thing about it is like if they're so good at baking bread, why can't they make bagels?
I don't know.
And vice versa.
It's honestly one of life's greatest
in New
questions.
York, why can't they make good baguettes that aren't $30, you know?
I don't get New York. Did you oh yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah.
You saw the article that why is everything a croissant?
Yeah.
We called that.
We did.
By the way, if you guys
We've
want to read it, it's
front.
In Bloomberg by Kat O'Dell, but she wrote an article called Why Is Everything in New York a Croissant?
Yeah.
That I think we called weeks ago.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. How about public transportation in general? Mm. Who does it better? American/New Yorkers or Parisian/the French?
Well, Europeans definitely better than Americans.
Agree.
I would say I prefer the Paris Metro to the New York only because I think the Paris Metro is more accessible. Now.
And easier to understand.
Easier to understand. Yes. You can understand it without your phone.
Yes.
One time my phone died and it was like right when
You're
I
like
moved here.
Maps and
like,
vibes.
Yes. Maps and vibes. And I figured it out. The thing with, I'll give the concession that Paris proper is a lot smaller than
yeah.
New York where you have to get around. But here you can always know that if you can take, you can take a line to get where you're going. In New York, you could very well like
yeah.
not have a line that goes to where you're going. You
yeah.
could be in like a dead zone.
It's also confusing because like if you take the 6 to Brooklyn, you're going to like downtown Brooklyn, not to Williamsburg.
Yes.
So I think if you're like a tourist or if you're like finding your way around and you just see like, oh, Brooklyn, I should take this. And you're like going to like a completely different place.
No. And also the whole like the G, when we've talked about this probably, but Court Square. What is the other one? Court Square and something, something. I forget. They're both like the same thing. But they don't tell you. Like one is not
what
like
direction?
Queens. One is not like. Yeah. They don't tell you what direction.
Yeah.
Like they don't tell you if it's north, if it's south, if it's Brooklyn, if it's Manhattan. Like how are you supposed to know direction based
also,
on a street
name? I don't know if there's signs. I know the conductor says it, but there's some express trains.
Oh, my ex lived in Queens. And I used to try to go, and every once in a while I'd get an express train, and I would end up like 45
yeah.
minutes from his apartment.
And
it wouldn't
like, why
and they'd
is
be like
skipping 30 stops. Yeah, you don't understand shit. Yeah, I agree. I think public transportation here is better in the sense that it's less complicated, easier to understand. It's less expensive.
Well, only for so long. It's getting more expensive by the day.
True. But, it works. I don't know how to explain. Also, like, the trains come pretty often for the most part.
Yeah.
So I would say
they hold themselves, as someone who dated someone who worked for the RATP underground for the subway, they hold themselves to like a massively high standard in terms of train regularity here.
Yeah. I have a friend who, I forget who it was, but I have a friend's like, I don't run after trains here.
Because she's like, it'll come in 3 minutes.
Yeah, because she's usually like, it's 3 minutes. Whereas in New York, you're like fucking pushing people off the tracks just to get there, you know?
I know.
Okay, next one. Work-life balance. Who does it better?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we know the answer to this one.
There's only one correct answer. You know how they say there's no wrong, whatever. Oh, yeah. No, there is a wrong That's answer wrong here.
One. Yeah. The dating one that takes all of August off. Oh, yeah. Dating.
Dating scene.
Dude, this could be an entire episode. No, an entire fucking podcast. Like, this could be an entire podcast. New York, way more fun.
Yeah.
Way more fun. More fun people, more fun idea of dating, more fun dynamic.
People are more open-minded too.
Open-minded, better flirtation. Here, okay, I'm going to say New York. That's crazy. I hate dating here.
I agree. I will say New York. Miami is trash. So okay, I'm not going to say the United States because Miami dating is like, might as well join the convent because nothing is gonna come out of you dating in Miami. So I will say it's true. It's
I'm
horrible
on my way to joining a convent either way.
I will say because Miami has like so many beautiful, intelligent women and like one mediocre man per.
Can we not say that 25 about like the rest of the world? Though,
beautiful women. Yeah. New York, at least you'll have fun. Like, you'll meet a
he'll
bunch
of people. He'll be 5'3", but he'll make a lot of money. And he'll insult
you,
but
he'll
be
you'll get good stories because you'll go to, like, dinner with, like, an art director who thinks he's, like, God. You know, right. Like, even though you hate him, you're like, this is going to be a good story to tell my friends.
It's true. I think you're going to die alone in both, but you're going to have more fun on the way to dying alone in New York than you will in Paris.
Have better stories in New York. And then Paris, I don't know. I've never dated here, but from what I've heard, it's, not that fun.
I've never dated less fun, less interesting people than here.
Well,
so I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to everyone, but it's a real struggle.
Okay, I just have a few.
Diddy, where'd you find these? These are so
I
good.
I just made them up.
I'm like impressed.
Customer service.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I would normally say U.S.
Right.
But it's kind of gone downhill with capitalism recently.
True.
So I still tend to think U.S., but I will say restaurant. I actually prefer Paris now. That is crazy that I would ever say that, but I do.
That's what living
I'd
Paris
rather you don't bring me the check. I'd rather you let me chill. I'd rather you snip at me. I'd rather you tell me the bathroom is out in the courtyard. I'd rather you do all that stuff than, I don't know, be fake nice to me and charge me like $9 billion and like kick me out of my table. As you know, this is the hill I will die on, but
I agree. I think the U.S. has better customer service. Because
Like going to Best Buy, I'd prefer that than Fnac here where they'll ignore you and like,
100 times. In essence, they have better customer service practices, but I do think I'm enjoying more the honesty of people being like, it just can't be done, sorry. And you're just like, all right. So 50-50.
Or the honesty of just like someone being in a bad mood and being allowed to be in a bad mood.
Shut up. Don't talk I know. To me right now. Okay, who is better at breakfast, the French or the Americans?
Yeah, Americans. What do you think?
I agree only because I'm a savory breakfast girl.
Right, okay.
If I was a sweet...
If you were like a pain au chocolat girl, you'd say France, right?
I would say France. Also, like, when I didn't live here, I probably would say France because it's like a novelty.
Fair.
But now that you're here, you're like, I can get a croissant any day or I can get a pain au chocolat any day. Mm-hmm. It's like lost its sparkle for me.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. I mean, they're still good. I just prefer savory.
Remember your
savory.
First, for me, is croissant au monde. My first croissant of them on, like, I think like my brain melted out of my ears. Yeah. That was the most insane thing. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So good.
How about dessert? Who's better, the Americans or the French?
Oh, it's so hard. It depends what you like.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Thai.
Thai?
Yeah. What about you?
I agree. I mean, I think because I don't live in the U.S. anymore, I'm more like, I'm fascinated or like I crave American style desserts.
Sometimes I'm like, I want like a Snickers. I want like a Nanaimo bar. You know, those like layered. Yes. I want a bar. I want a bar with like a million layers of sugar and caramel.
Yeah.
That I can't find here. You know, I want
like
an
like a sheet cake.
Ooh, yeah.
From like Publix.
Yeah. Have you ever been to, you've been, you know, the bagel shop on Brick Lane in London?
Yes.
They have the desserts that I consider dream desserts, which is just like tons of bars and squares. Like, I actually prefer their desserts over their bagels. Their bagels to me are like a bun.
They're not, they're
really
weird.
Like
London bagels, that could be a whole other episode. London bagels are very interesting.
I don't really get them.
I don't get them either. Anyway, I would say 50-50 because I do think the French are superior at dessert,
like,
and baking.
Mousse au chocolat is incredible, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, and all their fucking, like, pastries. What's that chocolate cake that's, like, melt, like, kind of raw in the middle? I forget the name.
Moelleux.
They have really good desserts, so yeah. I'm not going to say they're not good. I just think because I live here, now I crave the things I don't.
Right. That's a really good.
So, like, literally, like, a sheet cake from Publix would be my dream right now.
I love those shitty sugar cookies from the grocery store in the plastic containers that have that little round frosting.
Ugh. And they change, the sign depending on, like, the holiday. It's, like, Halloween or whatever.
God, I love those
so
much. Ugh.
Okay, and then the last three questions is first impressions is this a cliche that you get it wrong, or is this actually true? French people are rude.
Oh, God. You stunned me. Yeah, I think it's true.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No.
Do you think it's true?
I think it's true, but I think it's a cultural difference. I don't think they mean to be rude. I think
they have different ideas.
We perceive them as rude.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think it's
very empathetic.
It's true. Yeah. Well,
I perceive them to be rude, but their intention is not to be rude.
Yes.
Right.
They think, and they're not doing it to be rude.
Someone told me the other day, it was a French girl, and she was like, French people don't think it's polite to ask a bunch of questions. But, like, so then when they don't follow up on small talk, they think that's polite. Whereas, like, in the US, if they just cut you off after one back and forth, you're like, why do they hate me?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're, like, doing or acting the way they're acting to be rude. That's just the way they are. And because we're so culturally different, it comes across as rude to
us.
True. So it's very interesting. True. So I do think they feel rude, but they're not. They don't mean to be rude, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm, so, yes.
Agreed.
Then making friends will be easy in Paris. Do you think that's a lie?
I think we're on the same page of this, no?
Yeah.
Making friends with expats will be easy. Making friends with French people is, if you're me, won't happen at all. Even after 5 years.
I think it's very hard to make French friends. But there are a few that are willing and want to. Mm-hmm. But you have to be in a position, specifically for me, a lot of my French friends that I've made outside of Paul have been, like, through work.
Right. Yeah.
So they have to be, like, a specific kind of
friend. Everyone tells
me
you have to get grandfathered in through, like, a job or a boyfriend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think
my boyfriend's family and friends didn't like me so much.
Oh, no.
I don't think that worked out so well.
I think Paul's family likes me. I'm just kidding. Can you imagine? Like,
no,
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
And then the last one, healthcare will be a nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, France is better. But I do still think things are, like, slow. And I have multiple stories of people who, like, can't get the care they need and have to go to the American hospital. So I obviously would prefer French because I'd prefer not to, like, break my leg and have to pay, like, $10 million just to call the ambulance. But I just think healthcare everywhere is kind of shit and a shit experience. But I would choose France.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's a nightmare in some ways, but it's also much easier in other ways. Like, I thought it was going to be more paperwork and admin. I mean, it is, but it's not as bad as I thought. And for what you get, which is, like, mostly free stuff, I'm like, that's fine.
I love that we're American and we consider anything, basically, for me, anything under $5,000 for healthcare, like, ends up being free.
Because
I've broken my hip, like, I've had, like, massive,
oh my god,
you know, like, yeah.
I just love the idea of, like, being able to call an ambulance.
Same. I think it actually, I have a lot of thoughts on this, but I think it alleviates a massive underlying cause of stress.
100%.
You know, France has lower cancer rates than US, which I find wild because everyone here is a chain smoker. And I still think it has to do something with stress and cortisol and, like, anxiety.
I totally agree. Yeah. I think the fact that you're just, like,
also not going to the doctor if you feel sick. Like, in the US, you'll just avoid a symptom because you won't want to have to pay $300 even with insurance for a checkup.
No, totally. I totally agree.
Oh, that was fun. Danny, that was a cool idea.
Yeah.
I need to be better at producing this pod. You're much better at coming up with little fun ideas.
I just wanted to make a little game so we can talk through some of these points.
Talk shit.
Talk shit through some of these points.
Okay, well, I have to run off and go kiss someone's bulge.
Let us know how it goes. Good luck with consent from a statue.
Woof. Okay, bye everyone.
Bye. This was Clashes,
a podcast brought to you by two idiots.
Clearly. I don't know if I can laugh on cue.